This is What's on Your Mind. And we want to know what's on your mind. This is your program. Folks, I'll tell you one thing right now. There's not an elected leader in the state of North Dakota that doesn't have their ear on the radio to find out what you think, to find out what's on your mind. So this is your bully pulpit. This is your place to let your voice be heard on any and all issues. And that's why we welcome you to the program we call What's on Your Mind, from K-Fire 550 in Bismarck, KCJB in Minot, AM 1100, the Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, and the Bakken, north and south, KTGO, Tioga, KLTC, Dickinson, booming to the Northern Plains, thanks to our flagship, the voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire. Wherever you're listening today, we want to hear from you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. My name is Scott Hennen, and the one and only, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Bakken is here as well.
Well, good morning.
Fresh off filling in for Phil Parker.
I got a little double duty this morning.
So tell you what, Phil gets up way too early.
SMS today instead of PMS?
Mark and Steve and, yeah. So, I know Phil Parker gets up way too early.
A lot of work.
Not a fan of that.
3 o'clock came around a little early this morning for some strange reason.
We have just one guest on the program today, a gentleman with the North Dakota connections that has lived here for a time that is now in Nairobi, Kenya, and was obviously impacted by the slaughter at that mall in Kenya. So we'll find out what that was like, and also how they're doing now. In the meantime, by the way, normally on Wednesdays we have Congressman Kevin Cramer. He's traveling today. The House has altered their schedule, so he actually will be on tomorrow's program. So today's yours. The Talk Radio Town Hall is yours. And we do actually have a little news out of the House version as well, Steve, that's caught your attention, right?
Absolutely. What the House is looking at doing is if they delay Obamacare, then no shutdown. I think that's a good thing. And, you know, I'm looking at the impacts of this, and I was watching last night. I got up at 3 o'clock this morning and flipped the TV on as I'm running out the door, and guess who's on TV? Ted Cruz reading Dr. Seuss. And I laughed, and I laughed, and I laughed. Maybe it was lack of sleep, but to me, it highlighted the asinine part of politics to me. It's like, it's a joke. It's just a joke. The political.
I thought that was kind of cool. I mean, what he was doing is he's obviously participating in this quasi filibuster. And by the way, he's still talking. Started yesterday at 1:30 our time.
He's had a couple breaks. A few people have weighed in to spell him a little bit, but.
But he couldn't be home to read to his kids, so he read Green Eggs and Ham to his kids from the 7th floor. It was, you know. It was a short little thing that the vast majority of the time he's talking about, obviously, all of the different impacts. But
he was talking about Duck Dynasty last night.
Well, you got to talk nonstop. The guy's been at it for 19 hours, for crying out loud. So I cut him a little bit of slack.
To what end?
The one thing I will give Ted Cruz credit for here is that this has brought a lot of attention to this issue. And we have a question on our Facebook page right now about the fact that Obamacare is scheduled to begin October 1st. And asking our listeners what impacts they've seen in their workplace or business as a result of it, it's pretty amazing. I mean, businesses thinking about expanding, going to the 50 employee level are reluctant to do so because of the mandate that comes with it. You know, Obamacare is a mess, okay? That's one of the reasons these politicians are in a meltdown on how best to fix it. And so the House version, as you mentioned, is the new idea now, is to attach a one-year delay the individual mandate in Obamacare to avert a government shutdown. So they'd attach that to the Senate bill, and then there wouldn't be a government shutdown because that freaks a lot of people out, but there would be a one-year delay of Obamacare. That's the idea du jour that Steve is talking about. So do you like that idea? And by the way, let us know what impacts are happening at your business, because, you know, that's why we're talking about this. The politics of this sort of bore me. Oh, is this approach the right way? Is that approach the right way? You know, whatever. Deal with people's real impacts in their lives, and I think maybe if more of these political types know how you're being impacted, or your business is being impacted, or coworkers are being impacted, it might wake them up. So just let us know. One other story before we go to the phones here. This Bismarck Middle School teacher, Susan Dersma, that has been arrested and charged with having sex with a 15-year-old male student of hers. And now the Bismarck School District is moving to fire her, obviously, and make sure she doesn't get her pay and go through all the steps there. Her attorney has told the Associated Press, his name's Tom Dixon, that she will plead not guilty and say, quote, there's always two sides to every story. Sometimes these situations are a little more complicated than they might appear initially. Susan will get her opportunity to explain her side of what happened. I'm scratching my head here on this one. Steve and the listeners of the program, how could there possibly be an explanation or two sides to a story?
Not on a story like this.
The superintendent has reviewed this and said, ooh, this is going to law enforcement. They're moving to fire her. I mean, is there any excuse or explanation for this behavior? I'm scratching my head here.
You know, the other side of this is, and I got into this discussion this morning. She used to be an exotic dancer in Fargo at an establishment that's downtown on the north side of Fargo. And the question came up, should your background play into the position you're hired for? Now, I know plenty of people who have danced for a living to get through college and get down their career path because the money was good. Should that come into play? Should that come into your character side of things when you're being hired for a position to work with kids?
Of course! You have to ask that question? Of course
I
should.
I think you do.
Was that on her resume?
I don't know if it was on a resume.
Wow.
But I know, having lived in Portland, Oregon, there are plenty of exotic dancers that are working their way through college.
I don't want any excuses. I don't want an explanation. Obviously, this woman deserves her day in court and all the constitutional protections afforded her, and I'm glad she's got an attorney.
Yeah, but should your past or a skeleton in your past dictate what you have for a position today?
Well, I think that if I'm a school system looking to hire a teacher and you have a teacher that was an exotic dancer, that would give me a little bit of a character reference there that says, no, sorry. And maybe that's why you end up in situations like this. I don't know, but... I'm curious if anybody is thinking there could be another explanation to this or something that would sort of, you know, two sides to every story. Okay. Well, what possibly could be the explanation? Tell me. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. You've got what's on our mind. We want to know what's on your mind now. So let's get to the callers. Mike in Bismarck is first to go on what's on your mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Mike.
With all that's going on in the world today, with Obama, bin Laden, and his regime trying to take over our healthcare system, I have one question. Why in the world would KSYR take the Packers off the radio on Sunday?
Well, I can answer that for you because, first of all, it bound up too much programming time. The pregame show was mandated for 2 hours. The postgame show was mandated for 2 hours. Plus the fees that were involved with that... we weren't generating the revenue from an advertising standpoint, so we were losing money carrying the Packers. The Packers are expensive to carry, and unlike most other teams or ones that aren't as talented, which are cheaper, the Packers actually cost. You have to carry their playoff games as well, which are another incurred expense. You don't buy a package and carry the Packers games. You have to carry the regular season games, and then you move on to the playoffs, because, of course, they make the playoffs every year, usually, and those are additional fees. So it just came down to finances, and the Packers are very expensive to carry.
So, Mike, thanks for asking.
We're losing money, Mark.
And that's Mike. Yeah. By the way, anything's fair game here, so. Feel free to ask away. You don't have to stick to the topics we're talking about. That's why we ask what's on your mind. Okay, Mark in Bismarck. From Mike to Mark. Go ahead, Mark.
Good morning. I'm calling about your comment you made a minute ago about Ted Cruz and that he's bringing light to the mess that Obamacare is. And I agree that Obamacare is a mess. But hey, you'd have to be living under a rock for the last year and a half to all of a sudden – wake up one morning and say, oh, we have Obamacare. I should take a look at this. This has been discussed over and over and over in every media, TV, newspaper, talk shows, liberal media, right-wing media, conservative media. Everybody knows about Obamacare. You either like it or you don't like it. It's one or the other. My question about Ted Cruz is, what on earth does he think he's going to gain? Even if he's able to convince enough senators in the United States Senate to vote to defund it, which he won't be able to.
Notoriety for a presidential campaign, someplace to stand, a platform. That's what I'm looking at. That's what I think he's going after.
You know, that's almost to the point of being, you know, ludicrous. He has absolutely no chance whatsoever. Even if he does get the votes in the Senate, which he won't, do you think President Obama is going to sign it and say, you're right, you guys passed it, and now I'm going to sign this and eliminate it?
Absolutely not.
We're up against the clock, but some good points. Pat says it's a circus, sort of like you, Steve. Who's right? Tell us on what's on your mind. We'll continue after this.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
What's on your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. We want to know what's on your mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Some showers creeping into the western part of the state. Around the region, Bismarck Mandan 62 this hour under clear sky. Williston at 56. Dickinson at 55. Minot 61. In Jamestown, they're at 56 this hour. Devil's Lake, 60. Grand Forks, 54. Fargo, 60. Miles City, Montana, 53. In Mobridge, 64. Aberdeen at 58. Lemon, 56. And Sioux Falls, 59 this hour.
800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. A lot of you have weighed in on our question regarding the comments of the attorney of this Bismarck teacher. Who said, hey, there's two sides to the story. sometimes situations are a little more complicated than they might appear. And so we ask the question, is there any excuse or explanation for this behavior? And the vast majority of you have said, no excuse.
The
no,
minor didn't molest her. She molested the minor.
Ann says, makes me sick. No excuse. Hope she gets what she deserves, which won't be much. Drug dealers get more than sex offenders. Very sad. Carol says, there could be no possible excuse for what she did. None of this two sides to every story baloney either. Any person who's in a position of authority over a child is supposed to protect the child. Teachers are mandatory reporters. If she knows or suspects sexual behavior, she's bound by law to report it. The country goes nuts when a male teacher has sex with a student, and this is not one bit different. And the vast majority of you are in the exact same spot. Let us know what you think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's go to Kevin in Fargo, who wants to disagree with Mr. Bakken. Go ahead, Kevin.
Gentlemen, hi there. Thanks for taking my call. See, I'm wondering, I guess to look at what Ted Cruz is doing as some kind of a stunt or a resume enhancer for a presidential bill, I think that's just, I'm going to be kind here. I don't think that's correct. Okay. I think what he's doing is the only thing that he can do. Okay. Him and Mike Lee and precious few others are standing up here and doing the only thing that they can at this point. And this isn't just grandstanding. I listened yesterday when he brought up the green eggs and hams and the two ways to make them. He spent very little time on that. He might have read the book last night to his kids. Great for him. But when he talked about it yesterday, most of what he talked about was informational and what's happening and what Harry Reid's going to do with this bill. And it's called backloading or whatever. When this is brought to the Senate floor, he's going to build it up so nobody can add any amendments to it. Well, I didn't know that, and I actually pay attention.
You know, Kevin, so. my point is, though, to what end? It's totally ineffectual. It's a waste of time of Congress. There's so much we've got going on in this country, and this is one piece. We know Obamacare is a horrible failure. We know it's not going to work. We know the position it's going to put this country in from a business standpoint to an economic standpoint to Joe Blow working on the street, what it's going to do to them. But sitting up in Congress and tying up congressional time, to what end? What's going to be accomplished from this? Nothing. Not a thing.
Here's the what my end is, and where I'm at is shame on any Republican senator that's not in line for funding this and vote, whether it matters or not in the Senate, shame for them for not standing together and not just waiting until we get more senators. Because by Scott said earlier, by then it's too late. Okay? Mitch McConnell is abysmal. He's milquetoast. He's on the fence, and he's not helping anything. And you know what? People are talking about it right now.
One thing I would inject here, gentlemen, is that this is a tactic on the best way to take out Obamacare. But every Republican is against Obamacare. Mitch McConnell is against Obamacare. In fact, what he wants to do is have every member of the Senate, Democrat and Republican, have to vote on: are you for it or are you against it? And the House version does defund it. Now, they know procedurally that Harry Reid can strip that out later, but there still would have to be a vote. So, Republicans are united in their opposition to Obamacare. I think that's important.
I agree with Kevin on this, though, that, except not shame on the Republicans, not shame on the senators, shame on the constituents of them, because we knew this was coming. In the last election, you knew this was coming, and people didn't get out and vote what they should have known was coming. So, Kevin, I blame the voters. And next time around, I'm going to blame the voters again, because there's apathy when it comes to politics in this country. People don't get out and voice their opinions. That's part of the problem we've got with property taxes in this state of North Dakota. There's too much apathy in the voting populace. That's where the problem lies. Get out and vote your opinion. Vote your heart and soul, people.
Well, right now we got opinion polls that the vast majority don't want this, okay? It was jammed down our throat in the cover of nighttime after the election here out in Massachusetts. Should have iced this thing, but they jammed it through anyways. So there is a problem. Obama might have been reelected, but people don't want this thing. And the more people are finding out about it, the worse it's getting. And I would disagree with you on one thing. You give the Congress's time. You seem to think that he's taking up Congress's precious time, okay, by filibustering here. I hope he can go on for the next week, because in my opinion, when they're on vacation, we're a lot better off. So if he can keep the rest of them off the floor, more power.
Thanks, Kevin. Well, thank you, I think he has no choice but to end when the votes are scheduled here later today. I don't think it's a true filibuster in the sense he's preventing any action. I think he has to shut down here a little later. We'll see. Anthony Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, good morning, Steve Scott. Steve, I have a quick statement to make on your comments about Senator Cruz and his grandstanding and being a political motivation for president. Now, I watched him from 5 o'clock when I got home after work until 11 o'clock last night. And one thing I will tell you that man brought out for the American people, if they would have watched, is the exemption that Congress, the Democrat Party, went to Obama and got made for themselves. Now, they're going to sit and tell you that it's not an exemption, that it's just the status quo.
No, you're right. It is an exemption. It is an exemption.
90% of the people that didn't watch that or that did watch that and got educated now know that the Senate, the Congress, is now not going to be held to the same standard because they're going to get subsidized as if they still had an employer.
Well, it's beyond Congress, though, Anthony. It's beyond Congress. It's also the unions. Gee, are they currying votes? I think they are.
Well, I can tell you, January 1st, when and if my employer drops my health insurance, I will not have the employer subsidizing my health insurance anymore. So at an $82,000 a year income, I will be paying 100% of whatever a horrible exchange says that I have to pay to provide insurance for my family. Now, there's no way that that's affordable. That's not decreasing in spending. That's not giving me a lower rate. That's not adding to my health insurance. And I thank that man for educating me and educating America on that little ditty.
And, Anthony, you're talking about a North Dakota business that's dropping your coverage as of October 1 as a result of Obamacare?
They haven't made up their mind yet.
That's one of the considerations. I got it. Well, appreciate you calling, and thanks a bunch.
So
and
much like for that option of being able to keep your current health care, if that's the better one that you so choose, that was the bill of goods we were sold.
Oh, yeah. Well, none of that's come true at all.
No,
which is why
none of it.
I think this is why we want some fight, and we've got different ways of taking it on. Ted Cruz has one way, and House Republicans have another way. What's the best way? You decide. Let your voice be heard. Thanks, Anthony. John and Grand Forks, when we come back, Tim and Dickie, Bob and Minot, Jim and Newtown, all waiting to weigh in on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hold on try. KeepItLocal.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Degrees under clear skies in Bismarck, same in Minot, Williston 57 at this hour, Fargo 60, Grand Forks 60, Jamestown 56 degrees, Tioga 55 at the tower, KTGO Studios, KLTC is 55 at this hour, Stanley, North Dakota, home of that new hurricane truck wash. By the way, wherever you're listening, if you're in need of a truck wash, they've got a special Bakken formula there at the Hurricane Truck Wash, just south of the Senex in Stanley. And if you tell them you heard it on the radio, tell them Steve and Scott were talking about it, they'll give you a free engine wash and free VIP lounge access. They got showers and big screen TVs and really.
And they drive up there just for that.
Make it nice and easy for you while you're waiting to get that truck
washed. Get my truck clean.
Hurricane Truck Wash. They have some new formula, new jets, get you in and out of there, no waiting, really quick. So it's pretty cool. Anyway, Sydney, Montana is 52 at this hour, Miles City 53, Lemon 56, Mobridge 64, Aberdeen 58, Watertown 56. There you go. Back to the phones. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. John in Grand Forks has a comment about something that Steve commented on. What's that, John?
Well, yeah, I'll leave all the serious stuff up to the other callers. They're doing a good job at that. But I do have a question for Steve. You know, I'm 63 years old, and I've never had the opportunity to personally know an exotic dancer. And I want to know, how did you get to know all those exotic dancers that worked away at your college?
Well, when I was working in Portland, Oregon, the first time I lived in Portland, Oregon, I've lived there twice. And the first time I lived there, I was taking classes at Portland State University. And I had four or five girls in different classes that... That's how they were working their way through school. no student loans when they got out. They were making $1,200 a night.
Oh, I wish I could have been one.
Hey, they were paying me to put my clothes back on. there's no way that would have happened. But no, I knew a lot of girls in Portland that's how they paid for school.
And I'll try and inject the serious part of this question. The reason that came up, because Steve mentioned that he's been made aware that this teacher who's charged with this awful decision of having sex with one of her students, is thought to have previously held a position as an exotic dancer in Fargo. And so it raised the question for us, you know, is that something that, you know, should have come up at a background check and should have then prevented that person from being a teacher in the business?
Should your past in a case like that preclude some of the positions that you can apply for down the road?
Well, you should, you know, your resume history should mean something. Yeah, exactly. But who knows? I mean, evidently the superintendent thought that, she's good looking. I don't know. I was trying to embarrass you, and you just got serious on me. Oh, good grief, guys.
John,
talk to you later.
Sorry, John.
Thanks for keeping us light. anybody else think that the... the attorney's in a tough spot here defending this by saying there's always two sides to every story and she's going to plead not guilty. And, you know, it's situations are a little more complicated than they appear initially, and she'll get her opportunity to explain her side of what happened. Okay, what possible explanation is there? What other side of the story could there be here? I'm having a hard time.
Well, I can think of one, but then there'd be criminal charges on the other side. You know, the minor didn't molest her.
Tim in Dickey, North Dakota is next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, my thought is, do you guys really believe that this Congress and this government is going to reform itself by just voting in more of these politicians? You look at what they're doing to the guy that is trying to stop this Obamacare. I mean, they're crucifying the poor guy. I totally support the guy, what he's trying to do, because he's making the people aware of what's wrong with it. Nobody else is. Very few of them are. You know, I'm of the mind of Mark Levin and his idea of constitutional conventions in the states and bringing the power back to the people. This country lost, the states lost their power in the so-called war, Northern Aggression, Civil War. That's where we lost. This is where the country really lost. The people and the states lost their power back then. It's just a matter of history. All you got to do is read it. And that's my comment.
Thank you very much for the comments, Tim. Let's go to Mary in Bismarck. Mary, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Mary. Hey, I'm Mary. Sorry.
Hey, I answered a lot of things. That's okay.
Hey, I just heard you talking about this teacher who got herself in trouble. I don't condone what she did. She was wrong. This gentleman was on a second ago talking about how they thought she was an exotic dancer in Fargo. Well, I guess that's kind of a hypocritical statement in that, one, if she was a prostitute, yes, the background check, she should have never been allowed to do this. As an exotic dancer, if that's all she did was dance, which, again, I don't approve of, that's minor. And if you think about that, the fathers, the principals, the sons, the brothers, they all got this lady her money to get her through school. And so now all of a sudden, because she was an exotic dancer, she should not be allowed to teach. That, to me, sounds a little hypocritical.
I agree with you, Mary. I don't think that should preclude your bet. You know, if you did what you had to do, you know, that was legal to get through school, to pay for school and not have student loans.
But here, I mean, let me inject another thought here. If I am a school district and I have a choice between a candidate for a position that does not have exotic dancing in her background and one who does, I think I'm gonna err on the side of the other one. I mean, to me that's a character question. And
I'm gonna err on who's the better teacher. If they've got
a background, there's a lot of people in this world that have had to do a lot of, you know, two, three jobs, whatever, to get through college, to get through to life, and have done it without disrobing, right, for a living. So, I disagree. I think, one of the explanations, if in fact the facts of this story are what they're purported to be thus far, according to the superintendent who forwarded this on to law enforcement and now charges being filed, this could be one of the reasons.
Regardless of her past, though, let's assume she did this. And because of the people that follow her, they better be careful how they judge. But that does not excuse her. She knows the law in terms of having sexual contact with a minor. So she regardless of her past, that's a completely different matter.
I agree with you, Mary. Yeah. Scott, you're almost lumping this in. It's like, okay, if you were an exotic dancer in your past, then you must be a sexual predator. It's basically what you're saying.
Not at all. No, I'm saying that the school obviously has an obligation to make sure they're doing a background check and a thorough review of the resume and the past work of before they put someone together, in a classroom with a precious resource, and that is our children. And, you know, I think this would be a past, you know, position or something in the background that would preclude somebody from being a teacher. I really do.
I don't think it should be.
Mary, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Let's go to James in Devil's Lake. You're next on What's on Your Mind. James, tell us.
Hey, guys. I grew up in a small town in North Dakota, and I can see, first of all, let me be clear. I do not believe it, and I'm not condoning what this teacher did, and I don't believe what she did was right. However, growing up in a small town in North Dakota, and my situation was a little different. I was 18 years old, and the woman that I pursued was not a teacher, but she was a staff member at the school. She worked in the library or whatever. And I actually kind of pursued her, actually asked her out on a date. So I could see how there could be, in her mind, a different side of the story. However, this lady that I pursued had the wherewithal to say, no, that's a bad idea. And she was only 22. I was 18. I was of legal age, but I was still a student. And she was only 22 right out of college. So it wasn't like this huge age difference or anything like that. But she has the intelligence and the wherewithal to say, no, bad idea, not going down that road, not going to even try to get involved in anything like that because it's not worth my job, it's not worth anything else. You know, so I can understand from her point of view how she could say, well, yeah, there's another side to the story. This student pursued me or whatever she claimed, and it may even be believable because I know that I was, you know, she was good looking. She was very good looking, and I wanted to go on a date with her, you know. But she had the intelligence to say, nope, not happening. So
she knew where to draw the line.
Right.
And by the,
exactly.
and by the way, in this case, we're talking about a 15-year-old middle school student here.
Yeah, and right. You're not talking exactly. 18 to 22 either. You're talking 15 to 35.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. So in her mind, I can understand how she would say, yeah, there's another side to this story, but it doesn't matter what the other side of the story is because what she did was illegal. Immoral, unethical, whatever, it was illegal. You know, that's like I told my children. When it comes to alcohol, I do not have an issue with alcohol in and of itself. It's not that alcohol is evil. However, we don't have it in our house. And until you're 21, whether you think it's right, wrong, or indifferent, it doesn't matter. The law says 21 is the age. Whether you think you're capable or responsible enough to handle it is irrelevant. It's illegal. And that's this case. Whether there's a second side or not doesn't matter. It was illegal, plain and simple.
James, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Joe on Highway 2. What's on your mind today?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, Joe. What's on your mind today?
Well, hey, I'd just like to throw my 2 cents here. Two words. Bill Clinton.
Okay.
And that was in the White House, not in a school.
Two consenting adults, though. There's a big difference.
What's that?
Two consenting adults, though, there's a big difference. This was a minor.
I guess that's true, but no.
Now, I will say that there's a comparison from a position of power over somebody who does not have that power. That's wrong. But
in that case, it was two consenting adults. It was a president and an intern, so there certainly were some issues there, but. Not the age issue. I mean, that's why I can't envision anything that explains this. I don't think this teacher best want to use the Bill Clinton defense.
I don't think she was right at all, but I just wanted to bring up Bill Clinton.
Appreciate the call. Let's squeeze in one more quick one. Bob and Minot, you got a half a minute. What's on your mind, Bob?
So you guys, you always do this. Half a minute. Okay, there's so much to cover. I enjoyed your show. Steve, Scott, you're doing great. Now, in regards to this sexual thing, in my opinion as a libertarian, the federal government should have no jurisdiction in such intimacies of its citizens. But
what?
Steve, in regards
time out, Bob. Time out. We need more time.
Hold on, Bob. Yeah.
After the break, Bob and Minot will finish his thought on saying, hey, what goes, goes. Perry and Fairfield waiting, too, right behind him. Stay tuned, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine and Pollen Burst and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchmoinCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bakken. What's on your mind today? 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. Or you can reach us at studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Don't forget tomorrow, the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties is having their annual meeting in Dickinson, and I'm going to be over there checking that out. Brought to you in part by Missouri Valley Petroleum with locations in Bismarck, Mandan, Rugby, and Belfield. MVP is North Dakota's premier fuel and propane distributor, along with MBI Energy Services, which is located in Belfield, the industry leader in oil field services. Before the break, Bob weighed in. What's on your mind? Of course, we're discussing the teacher in Bismarck.
I think we heard Bob wrong.
Bob, restate.
Because what I think I heard you say, Bob, was that as a libertarian, if some 15-year-old boy decides to have sex with his 34-year-old teacher, that should be nobody's business, and just let this happen. By the way, the accusations are three times between March and July, once in her home, twice in the vehicle. She's a middle school physical education teacher, now facing three felony counts of corrupting or soliciting a minor. And did we hear you say correctly that is no big deal and should be lawful?
Well, I think what you heard me say is that the federal government has overrun its power over us as citizens. Deep sexual or provocative intimacies are not the business of the federal government. Now, you had a caller who called in before. He was pursuing her teacher. his teacher, and his teacher said no. Now, we must have some sense of law and order in this situation, but if we examine it very closely, we come to realize that the federal government has infringed on every one of our rights, every state right. Tim called in before. Do you remember Tim? He spoke of this. We have states' rights. We have individual rights. Now, I didn't want to get off on a tangent on this sexual thing because it comes up every 6 months or so, something like this happens. I would like to go to Steve's question when Steve said, to what end? To what end is Cruz reading Dr. Seuss on the Senate floor? And Steve, are you there? Can you hear me, Steve?
Absolutely.
Here, just follow me for a moment. This is to what end? Even the creator of Obamacare, I forget the guy's name, but he has been quoted many times as saying, this thing is a train wreck. It's not going to work. I applaud Cruz, and I applaud the Republicans, even though I'm libertarian, I'm decidedly conservative. And if we fast forward, Steve, you and I, 6 or 8 months down the road, and yesterday when I called in, there was a girl that called in right after me. I think her name was Rachel. And she had it figured out. She said, look, let this thing go down the road. Let Obamacare play itself out, and we'll give the left enough rope to hang themselves. She was right. Now, Obamacare is going to go through one way or the other. But 6 or 8 months down the road, at least the conservatives and Republicans can say, we stood up and read about green eggs and ham, and we fought this thing. It's a train wreck. We told you. We warned you. Now, this is going to strengthen the conservative edge.
But my question is, Bob, can we afford, as a country, with a fragile economy that we have, we're blessed to be in North Dakota right now, but with a flat, fragile economy that we have across this country, can we afford to go that down that road, like she brought up? We're bankrupt.
We can absolutely afford it. We can't afford not to do this, in my opinion.
Not to do what?
We cannot afford, as conservatives,
fall
not
its
to
face?
Stand up against something that the entire nation is against. The polls are in. It's very clear, Steve.
Yeah, no. We're agreeing with you that. I think Steve's point is, can we afford Obamacare and just let it be implemented in the damage?
Yeah, can we let it go down the road?
Over the next 2 years.
I'm hearing both of you at the same time. I'm not getting anything clear here.
Yeah, can we afford to financially go down that road and bankrupt this country? You know, we just came out of that, well, sort of, that last recession we just had. I don't think we can afford to do that again.
We can afford to build schools and hospitals in Iran, and we can't afford to tend to our own business. Look, you're talking to a libertarian, my friend, and if you want to talk about what we can afford and what we can't afford, I could do a whole show on that. But I'll tell you quite honestly, We must afford to do the right thing for godly endeavors to save our country. That's what we must afford to do, whether we can or not.
We're in agreement with you. I think what the point you're missing is that Steve is saying we can't afford to just let Obamacare cause the damage that we all agree it's going to cause, which is why there needs to be a fight to stop it. Appreciate the call. Let's keep rolling. Perry in Fairfield, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Perry.
Good morning, Scott and Steve.
Morning.
Just a quick point or thought. I think we have a pretty short memory. You know, I remember our congressmen not long ago, our Senator Dorgan and Conrad, and then Representative Pomeroy. 70% of the state of North Dakota, I believe, was about the figure that did not want Obamacare. But then I hear on this program this morning, ridiculing and crucifying Ted Cruz for standing up and fighting for our freedoms, for the Constitution. I applaud him for what he is doing. At least he's got a backbone. At least he's fighting. Probably a fight he's going to lose, but at least he's in the fight.
And, you know, to Perry's point, Steve, when you say, hey, we can't afford to implement Obamacare, but the one guy that's out there saying, I'm just going to break some china to make sure we do everything we possibly can, is doing what you say you want. So I hear what Perry's saying. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Take a break. Back with more of your calls straight ahead on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.